All right, I'll first start with injuries. The only thing I have really to report is Sheldon Brown had a stinger. That's why he had to leave the game. And other than that, we just, you know, I think for the most part, injury-wise, we pulled out of it okay. Obviously disappointing to lose. Very disappointing to lose. I would say this, though, and don't ever get me wrong. It's disappointing to lose, and there are no moral victories, all right? We played an outstanding football team today, and we went out there with every intention of winning the football game. So that's the message. And I've coached in this league a long time, and I've been on teams where you've lost the first game and been in the playoffs doing everything you want to do, all right? And a first-week loss is only fatal if the guys in that room let it be, because there are a hell of a lot of good things that happened out there that we will build on. And there are 2 months' worth of mistakes that we can correct. And that's when I look at it from the sidelines without watching the tape. That's what I'll say. For our defense to get 5 turnovers, I think is outstanding. For us really to only punch in 3 field goals, that's not good. We all know that. We all know that. Do our guys on offense need to play better and more efficiently? I think so. I think that's fair to say. But we have a team here that battles, right? And that's a starting point. I think we could have said that about the team last year, which is a credit to the guys in the locker room. And there are a lot of mistakes. I'm sure there's a lot of rookie mistakes out there, all right? But the guys battled. And I think that's important, and that's what we're going to build on. And I can't wait to get back to work tomorrow to make the corrections, get ready to play Cincinnati. That was the other message I gave them. Don't let anybody walk in that locker room and try to crack them. Don't. I told them they were built for this in terms of playing football and playing on the big stage. But that means you're built to handle a little bit of adversity that comes with, unfortunately, losing, which we got to get fixed. And so that's where it's at. I'm sure you've got some specific questions about things, but that was my message to the team. So I'll take your questions.
There's a lot of time left, obviously, after Quell's touchdown. Did the thought of 2 ever cross your mind there?
Thought of 2? No, it was we talked about going for 2, but there was a full quarter, so we wanted to get the points.
But you did talk about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, because there's a decision to be made. I think that's made, that decision is made near the end of the game where it's a 1 or 2 possession game.
Could you talk about the way we didn't play?
I think he's gonna be like everybody in there. He's gonna watch the tape, and there's some plays he's gonna shake his head on that he can do better.
Did it seem to you? I mean, it can't get inside a guy's head, but it did seem to you that the enormity of the situation, first pro start and all that, affected him at all?
No, not at all. Brandon Whedon's played on a big stage for a very long time. I did not see a guy that was starry-eyed. Not at all. I see a guy that can play better, absolutely. But the stage, nah.
Obviously, you try to establish Trent early, but can you just talk about the way they defended him?
No, I think they're an outstanding defense, and we need to do a better job of running the football. We tried to run Trent, and I think he held up pretty well. But I would say this. He'll play better next week. I will say that, and I think he'll tell you the same thing. I will say one more thing about Trent. Trent, now, that's a competitor. I mean, we had to put a leash on him to get him out of there, and he won a couple times getting back in there. So that's what you want from a guy that plays that position, and he's going to play a lot of great football around here for a long time.
Seen that before?
What, a guy get his helmet knocked off? Yeah. Nah, that was a good hard run. Coleman needs to keep his helmet on tighter.
All your linebackers had a great game. The play just before the touchdown, should LJ afford it?
I think we got our hands on the ball, would have been a great way to end the game at that point. Unfortunately, we didn't. And then we had the ball back with time to go down and kick a field goal, and we didn't get that done.
You've seen a lot of quarterbacks, young guys.
Yeah.
What were you expecting from Wheaton today in terms of accuracy, poise, and what do you think about?
No, I think we saw a rookie quarterback playing today. You know, I think and I think he's going to become much better here in the next couple of weeks. But I wasn't disappointed with how he played quarterback per se. Then I was disappointed in some of the bad plays. You know, I think that's the key. I'm not discouraged at all. In fact, I can't wait for morning to go back in there and try to correct some of the things we did wrong. I'm going to have to see. All I know is I think they did a pretty good job. I know that team pretty well, and I know how they're wired, and I know that we did some things defensively that caused them to struggle in some areas, you know, and so it's a credit to our guys. No, it's a credit to them, too. They're a very talented team. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, guy made a play. Guy made a play. We were right there. There was no breakdown. We had a guy running stride for stride with him, and they found a way to make a play. So we had a couple deep balls that we threw where we didn't make a play. So, you know, that's kind of how this game goes. Now you battle for 6-inch and 2-yard area, and then all of a sudden, boom, somebody makes a play, and that's a credit to them. I think it was Macklin that made the catch.
And I mean, someone tried to challenge
yeah.
the game. Did you think Wynn ripped it out?
No, I know. I know it was a fumble. I know it was a fumble. I kind of got – yeah, well, I saw us with the ball. So I know it was a fumble, and I saw us with the ball. So that's why I challenged it. Kind of makes sense to me, right? Now, whether or not you can challenge it or not, yeah, that's made sense to me. And he let me challenge it beforehand, right? I don't know what he said. I had already worked. I already getting to the next one. When he told me we weren't getting the ball, I was starting to worry about the next play.